There have been some big changes across the University of Alaska system due to the Trump administration's crackdown on DEI. Universities in Fairbanks and Anchorage have experienced federal funding cuts, revoked student visas, and office reorganizations for people serving Alaska Native students and other underrepresented communities. But these things aren't happening at the University of Alaska Southeast. UAS Chancellor Aparna Palmer said at a recent virtual town hall, the campus's own Native and Rural Students Center hasn't changed.
The Indigenous heritage of Alaska is so central to our identity as an institution. At UAS, it is part of the fabric of who we are. And so our commitment to that continues.
Instead, UAS continues to review and scrub mentions of DEI on university webpages, a directive the Board of Regents passed in February. One name change includes the Chancellor's Advisory Committee on Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Cultural Safety. It's now the Chancellor's Advisory Committee on Belonging, Empowerment, Access, Representation, and Safety. A UAS spokesperson said in an email that staff have updated about half of the webpages as of Wednesday morning. She said they expect to update the rest by the end of the semester. Once that's done, she said they'll start reviewing PDFs, catalogs, and other documents. UA's president said in a press release more than $5 million in federal grants has been frozen or canceled. At UAS, a federal grant was temporarily frozen, but the UAS spokesperson said that's since been restored. While the changes have been smaller at UAS compared to other campuses, students like sophomore Poppy McBride say the decision to scrub mentions of DEI has been demoralizing.
A lot of people are upset by it because this is just ignoring great majorities of the students that attend our schools.
McBride says they appreciate the support from university staff since the decision passed through.
I'm grateful for the leadership we do have at this school, trying their very best to support students throughout it all. I think a great majority of our faculty is pushing to stay inclusive and to keep supporting students and to not ignore all the identities and people who will be pushed kind of under the rug by this move.
In the meantime, McBride and other students are finding community through campus events and student clubs as the Trump administration continues to investigate and threaten other universities across the country. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.